The U.S. is defending its actions in Venezuela at the United Nations today. U.S. Envoy Mike Waltz says the arrest of Nicolas Maduro was nothing more than a, quote, surgical law enforcement operation. UN General Secretary General Antonio Guterres said grave action by the U.S. could set a precedent for future relations between nations. Many Democrats have come out to condemn Trump's attack on Venezuela. Congresswoman Madeleine Dean told MS Now over the weekend the president can't legally take over another country. Dean said she's concerned the president just started a war with this action. According to at least one analysis, Pennsylvania has one of the least effective state legislatures in terms of how many bills it passes. However, Tom Reese with our news partner WESA reports some lawmakers say it's quality, not quantity, that counts.
With 253 members of the House and Senate, Pennsylvania has the country's largest full-time state legislature and among the most expensive. An analysis by data website FiscalNote found that Harrisburg passed only about 4% of the bills that got introduced last year, making it among the country's least efficient state governments. Senate Democratic leader Jay Costa says that's because the legislature is split, with each party controlling one chamber.
Sometimes it's difficult to reach compromise on substantive issues, and I think that's where we find ourselves. So to me, it's not the number of bills that we pass, but it is the nature of the bill, and are we getting it done, and are we getting it done right?
Some lawmakers have proposed shrinking the legislature or enacting term limits, though such ideas have gotten little traction. Opponents say a big legislature offers more opportunity for constituents to be heard, and that voters should determine how many terms an official gets. Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
Gray skies over Philadelphia on this Monday afternoon, the back-to-work Monday for many people. 37 degrees outside, mostly cloudy skies, those clouds sticking around for the rest of the day. Temperatures staying fairly stable. They are going to be hovering in the mid-30s for the remainder of the day into the evening. Overnight, we dip to about freezing. Looking ahead to tomorrow, clouds again.